ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर 70 लॉर्ड कृष्णास डेली एक्टिविटीज टेक्स्ट नंबर 26।
लोको विकर्म निरता कुशले प्रमत्ता लोको विकर्म निरता कुशले प्रमत्ता कर्मानयं त्वदुदिते वज भवद अर्चने स्वे कर्मानयं त्वदुदिते भवद अर्चने स्वे यस्तावदस्य बलवान इह जीविताशाम यस्तावदस्य बलवान इह जीविताशाम सद्यश्चिनत्य निमिषाय नमोस्तु तस्मै सद्यश्चिनत्य निमिषाय नमोस्तु तस्मै लोको विकर्म निरता कुशले प्रमत्ता कर्मानयं त्वदुदिते भवदर्चने स्वे यस्तावदस्य बलवान इह जीविताशाम सद्यश्चिनत्य अनिमिषाय नमोस्तु तस्मै लोको विकर्म निरता कुशले प्रमत्ता कर्मानयं त्वदुदिते भवदर्चने स्वे यस्तावदस्य बलवान इह जीविताशाम सद्यश्चिनत्त निमिषाय नमोस्तु तस्मै लोको विकर्म निरते कुशल प्रमत्त कर्मानयं त्वदुदिते भवदर्चने स्वे यस्तावदस्य बलवान इह जीविताशाम सद्यश्चिनत्यं निमिषाय नमोस्तु तस्मै
Anybody else? Matajis? Any Matajis?
Lokaha, the whole world, vikarma, to sinful activities, nirataha, always attached, kushale, vichar for their benefit, Pramattaha, bewildered, karmani, about duties, I am, this world, tvat, by you, udite, spoken, bhavat, of you, archane, the worship, sve, their own beneficial engagement, yaha, who, tavat, in as much, asya, of this world, balavan, powerful, iha, in this life, jivita, for longevity, asham, hope, sadhyaha, सडनली, चिनत्ती, कट्स ऑफ, अनिमिषाय, टू अनब्लिंकिंग टाइम, नमः, ओबेसेंसेस, अस्तु, मे देर बी, तस्मै, टू हिम.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's servants.
Translation: people in this world are always engaged in sinful activities and are thus bewildered about their real duty, which is to worship you according to your commandments. This activity would truly bring them good fortune. Let us offer our obeisances unto the all-powerful Lord, who appears as time and suddenly cuts down one stubborn hope for a long life in this world.
Purport: Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, 27th verse,
Yat karoshi yad ashnashi yad juhosi dadasiyat yat tapasvasi kaunteya tadutat kurushva madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. This is the Supreme Lord's commandment. But people in general are bewildered and neglect this auspicious activity, preferring instead to perform sinful activities that lead them to terrible suffering. The Krishna consciousness movement is working to enlighten the world about this most essential activity of loving service to the Lord.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Tadatiswa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bevacha पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण Seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees, the senior Vaishnavas, and all those who are watching this online also. To speak something on the importance and glories of Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification and for the glorification of Lord Krishna. So this particular chapter, Lord Krishna's daily activities, till now it has been a very smooth ride, Lord getting up, Lord having nice gala time, and now in between all the niceties that are happening in Dwaraka, there is a message for action that comes from Magadha province. So there was a tension in Magadha that time, currently Bihar, and a message was sent to Dwaraka to save the situation. And in our today's discussion, we'll be
just looking at the background of the Jarasandhas capturing these kings and what exactly went through the minds of these kings before they appealed for a help to Krishna. So the father of Jarasandha was Brihadratha, and Brihadratha was also a very prosperous king. And although a very prosperous king, he had no children. And being so prosperous but not having a heir to take all that is very painful. And he tried a lot, and then ultimately he got fed up with the kingdom, because success without a succession is a failure. So because he was not able to provide a succession to the kingdom of Magadha, he thought of retiring to the forest. And along with his wives, he went to the forest. And there in the forest, as he was wandering, then he met a sage, Chanda Kaushika, who by his service attitude gave him a boon of a mango, that by this mango you will beget a son. And the story is quite elaborate, how the Brihadratha doesn't tell the king, doesn't tell the sage that he has actually two wives, but he gets only one mango. So then he just conveniently tries to divide the mango into two and gives them, and what was born was two halves to each one, both dead. And again Brihadratha was in great anguish, and then he just throws them in the forest, because what is the use of two half pieces which are not alive? Then a demon Jara, she combines them both, and that's how Jarasandha was born. But as it said, history repeats itself. Again Jarasandha had the same issue of having no sons. He was having two daughters, Asti and Prapti, but he had no sons, just like his father. And again he was in great anxiety, what to do, who will take on my kingdom? So then his friend Banasura suggests him that you marry your daughters to Kamsa, and Kamsa is a very able king. He is also like-minded like us, and he will eventually, his children will rule the Magadha kingdom. So that's how Asti and Prapti were married to Jarasandha. And in his whole plan of Jarasandha trying to get a succession, Krishna comes in between. Krishna comes and he kills Kamsa. And when Kamsa was killed, all that effort that was not just of his himself but his father to leave a succession was again at dead end. So in life, again and again, materially, people keep facing dead ends, and then some hope comes up, and again that hope turns into a hoax. And again we are in the same very helpless situation. So here Jarasandha, instead of trying to accept it as his karma, he tries to put the whole blame on Krishna. And then he wants to kill Krishna. And wanting to kill Krishna, he attacks Mathura many times. So when the kings who were captured by Jarasandha, there were around 20,000 kings that were captured by Jarasandha, and as in the previous purport it was mentioned that his target was 1 lakh kings, and 1 lakh kings to get is a quite a achievement, and his target was only 20% fulfilled. Only 20,000 kings were captured, and he wanted to offer them as offering for Mahabhairava Yajna to का दुर्गा देवी. सो द किंग्स व्हेन दे वर वांटिंग टू नो हु इज देयर हु कैन प्रोटेक्ट देम दे हैड टू ऑप्शंस बिकॉज समबडी हु हैज डिफीटेड जरासंध कैन ओनली प्रोटेक्ट देम फ्रॉम जरासंध. से इफ समबडी इज देयर हु कैनॉट प्रोटेक्ट हिमसेल्फ हाउ कैन ही प्रोटेक्ट अदर्स. सो द किंग्स had two options. Jarasandha was defeated by two personalities in the past. One was Krishna, another was Karna. So they were wondering, should we go to Krishna in Dwaraka or should we go to Karna in Delhi, in Hastinapur? And apparently it may seem that Karna was more closer than Krishna, who is in Dwaraka from Bihar. Delhi is like 7-8 hours drive, like horse ride, rather than going to all the way to Dwarka. It is a long ride. So when did Karna defeat Jarasandha? It's an interesting story. So Jarasandha, he had gone to the Kalinga Desh for a swayamvar of the princess of Kalinga, Banumati. And that time, for the swayamvar, many other kings came. One of them was also Duryodhan. Duryodhan, many kings came. And in the procedure of swayamvar is that the lady, the girl, gets to choose her husband. She, and only a very, like, when the lady is qualified, then she is given her own option of choosing from among the kings that have assembled. So everybody was in line. And Bhanumati was very beautiful. And it is said she was also very powerful. In the Mahabharata it is said that Bhanumati ultimately married Duryodhan. Duryodhan used to have a wrestling fight with Bhanumati. So that she was so powerful, as good as the husband. So Bhanumati, as everybody was lined up, she passed through Duryodhan and she rejected Duryodhan. She didn't like Duryodhan. Not just his physique, but his attitude and his character. She didn't like that. So she passed through and Duryodhana could not accept this rejection. He thought that all my life, I always got what I want. Now this lady is rejecting me right in front of everyone. My relationship request has been denied. So he could not accept that and he kidnaps Bhanumati right in front of everyone and he starts to run, elope. And then all the other kings start attacking Duryodhan. And Duryodhan tells Karna, Karna, you protect me. I'll go, you protect. So Duryodhana's whole confidence was not in himself, but in acquired resources of this world, and based on that he used to always take steps. So Karna, he fights many of the kings, and specifically Karna fights with Jarasandha, and it is said that the fight lasted for 21 days and it was almost like a very neck-break competition. And nobody was about to win. And ultimately, Karna won over Jarasandha. So this was the background how Karna defeated Jarasandha. So the kings also considered Karna as an option for them to be rescued. And then the other hand is Krishna. Krishna defeated Jarasandha not once, but 17 times. 17 times Jarasandha had attacked. Especially as soon as he got to know that his daughters have become widows and they came back to the Magadha province, he could not see his widow daughters, and in rage he gathered huge army, 21 Akshauhini Sena, 13 military phalanxes, and he went and attacked Madhura from all sides. It appeared as if the Madhura was being overcome by a tsunami of soldiers. And Krishna alone, with just a few of the soldiers, he attacked and he killed everybody except Jarasandha, because Jarasandha had a service to do of gathering more and more evil forces so that Krishna can easily destroy them. So like this, 17 times Jarasandha was defeated, and every time Jarasandha was defeated, he got depressed. That what is the use me fighting, and I'll retire and I'll go back to the, I'll go to forest. I'll not go back. And all his friends, all his council, they pepped him up. They said, it was only by ill luck, it was bad luck that somehow you lost. All that was clear that Krishna was way more powerful than Jarasandha. But heeding to the words of his friends, Jarasandha again got some hope. And again he arranged the... So like this 17 times, again and again, Jarasandha was attacking. And ultimately the 18th time, he thought of a new strategy to attack Krishna. He said that, he thought that he was not only envious of Krishna, but of the entire Yadu dynasty. Because the Yadavas killed, so therefore I want to kill all the Yadavas. And all the Yadavas at that time were in Mathura. So he wanted to destroy the whole Mathura. So that's why he was attacking. And Krishna was the main formidable guard that was not allowing him to kill all the Yadavas. So he thought, let me do a two-way attack this time. I will attack from the west, from the north, and there was another demon known as Kalayavana. Kalayavana will attack from the south. So from all sides we'll attack, and as Krishna is tending to one side of the battle, I will go and destroy. Or if Krishna attends to me, then Kalayavana will go and destroy. So that was the plan. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes in the first chapter, Duryodhana is telling Bhishma that don't be one-sided. If you are one-sided, that enemy may attack from the other side. So therefore be cautious of all the surroundings. So here, Jarasandha, in alliance with Kalayavan, he made this plan. Okay, what if Krishna defeats both of them? Krishna defeats Jarasandha and also Kalayavan. Again, he fails. So there was a minor bylaw that Jarasandha was trying to utilize, which Prabhupada writes in the Nectar of Devotion. Kalayavan was not a Kshatriya. Kalayavan was a out of Varnashram system. He was a Yavana. He was a Malaychan. So as per the Kshatriya rules, a Kshatriya is not supposed to fight with a Yavana. And in case he fights, he disqualifies from being a Kshatriya. So if Krishna fights with Kalayavan, and if Kalayavan kills Krishna, then he is anyway victorious. And even if Krishna kills Kalayavan, now that he has fought with a Yavana, he is disqualified from fighting with a Kshatriya, that was Jarasandha. So that way Jarasandha can say, I cannot fight with you because now you have lost your position of Kshatriya. So here Jarasandha very intelligently planned to remove the position of Krishna as a protector and as the life of Krishna. So both position and life he wanted to remove. So this way he attacked. So, but as it said, man proposes, God disposes. Krishna always has a plan C that is more than our plan B. So Krishna devises a higher plan where Kalayavana is not killed by Krishna nor even fought by Krishna. At the same time, Kalayavana is killed. As in Hindi they say, Saam bhi mare aur lati bhi na toote. So in this way, Kalayavana was killed, that is a different story, by Krishna, and Krishna then ran. That's how his name is Ranchod, where he runs away from the battlefield, and Kalayavana follows him, then Jarasandha also follows him, and ultimately, and before all this happens, the the whole city of Mathura was overnight transported to Dwarka. Just like our devotees know, few days back, the whole kitchen team had to take everything. And if you saw that day morning, the whole courtyard was filled. And to transport it, it's a big task. It takes 2 days and so much endeavor. But Krishna just transported overnight everybody as they are sleeping, like an overnight journey. When they woke up, they were in Dwarka, another province. So because Krishna, so here this was a comparison that the kings were doing. Krishna defeated Jarasandha 17 times effortlessly. And Karna defeated only once Jarasandha, that too with lot of effort in 21 days. So whom should we go first? So because of Krishna's quality of asamordva, because Krishna is not, cannot be compared to anybody in strength, nor is there anybody who is higher than Krishna, because of this quality of asamordva, the kings decided to approach Krishna. Now another limitation with Karna was that Karna was bound by his friend's demands, requests. Karna only fought with Jarasandha because Duryodhana requested that you protect me, I will take Banumati and elope with her. So there is no guarantee that Karna will protect, because he is bound by his friend's desires. Whereas Krishna, he cannot be bound. Although in Damodar Lila we see that Krishna is bound, that's why it's a very special pastime. Krishna is abaddha, he cannot be bound by anything. So because Krishna has no attachments or anything that stops him from protecting, and there is a track record. Previously when Akrura was sent as a messenger, he immediately went and killed Kamsa. And when Rukmini sent a messenger, he again went and protected her from Shishupal. So because two times the messenger was sent, and Krishna responded without any inhibitions or any kind of excuses. We all have excuses whenever somebody approaches us for help. We have many limitations of our own energy, our time, our capacity. But with Krishna, he is not bound by any of the limitations that a conditioned soul is having. So because of this, also the kings thought, okay, let us approach Krishna. Because he is abaddha, he is asamordva, and also he is extremely merciful, anukampa. When Akrura was the messenger, that time Devaki and Vasudev and Ugrasen were bound up in the prison house by Kamsa. And Krishna immediately went and relieved them. So similar situation is with the kings. We are also bound now by Jarasandha, Kamsa's father-in-law, and Krishna will surely be merciful upon us because he is Dinanath, he is merciful to the fallen, and if we approach him, then definitely the rescue will be done. Whereas with Karna, the story may not be the same. He is bound, he is not as powerful, and he is not as merciful as Krishna. So because of this, the kings decided to send the message. Although far away, Dwarka was quite far from Bihar, Magadha, then Delhi, they decided to send the message to Krishna to protect them. And Jarasandha, after this 17 times defeat and 18th time, when he could not capture, he was highly frustrated. Because 17 times, it was all through being that, okay, maybe it was because of bad luck, I could not capture, I could not kill Krishna. 18th time, Krishna just ran from him, and he could not even catch. Kalayavana was running after him, and Kalayavana was a warrior, so he can run much faster than anyone else. But he could not capture, neither did Jarasandha. He tried to burn the whole mountain with fire, and Krishna did the bungee jump. For the first time, he jumped from the top of the mountain
and then went to Dwaraka. And Dwaraka was so constructed overnight that the wall was in the ocean. It was not on the land. The first wall for the first corridor that comes is in the middle of the sea, in the waters. And it was impossible for any king at that time with the technology that they had to be able to attack Dwaraka. So therefore, Jarasandha thought of doing this yajna to Mahabhairav to offer 1 lakh kings so that he gets powers to attack Dwaraka. So sometimes the revenge takes over a person and all he lives is for revenge. Shikhandi was another story, and here Jarasandha is again and again trying and again getting baffled by Krishna and his nature, but he is not learning the lesson. So Jarasandha, he wanted to do this yajna so that he gets the powers to attack Dwaraka. So that was his whole motive, to somehow kill Krishna. And in the story of when Kalayavan was chasing Krishna, there is a nice comparison that is given to Damodar Leela. In Damodar Leela, Mother Yashoda was also chasing Krishna. And Mother Yashoda is a gopi. She is a cowherd lady. And she was quite elderly. She was quite heavy. So she was not able to run as fast. And that time Krishna was a small child. And Krishna was running. And Mother Yashoda was running. And here Kalayavana was also trying to chase Krishna. And Krishna was that time a grown up. And Kalayavana was a demoniac warrior. So he is used to chasing and fighting. And with all his strength he was trying to chase. But always Krishna was 2 fingers too short. He was not able to capture Krishna. It appearing that he was just here. But the more he was running, Krishna was same distance ahead. And somehow he was not able to capture. And here Mother Yashoda, she was able to capture Krishna. But when she was trying to bind Krishna, then she faced some issue. And that was for a reason of rasa, as Chaitanya Charitamrita was explaining, because Krishna is only bound by the Srimati Radharani's love. So he was waiting for that rope of Radharani's braid. So till then Krishna was not bound. So why was Yashoda able to capture Krishna and Kalayavana not able? So Kalayavana was, although externally very light, very athletic, internally was very heavy with sins, with a desire to kill Krishna, with a desire to enjoy sense gratification. His heart was very heavy. So because the heart was very heavy, with a heavy heart, one cannot approach Krishna. One cannot capture Krishna. But whether Yashoda, externally she was very heavy, internally her heart was anaga. She had no other desire than to serve Krishna and please Krishna. Because of that light heart, because of that pure heart, she could capture Krishna. So what is needed is the internal purity of the heart to be able to capture Krishna. Otherwise we are all, Maya captures us, but Krishna can captivate us by his beauty and elegance. So here the kings, from a very venerable kings, now they have become a vulnerable prisoners. And for a king to become a prisoner, the situation is totally opposite. For a king, everybody, he is given so much awe and reverence, so much respect. But as a prisoner, especially in the kingdom of Magadha, they were being just harassed and humiliated. So this vulnerability gave rise to them to approach to Krishna. So many times in life, unless we become vulnerable, we understand that how vulnerable we are, we don't generally approach God. And even if we don't become vulnerable during the life, somehow we have a very cozy life, the the end point, the period for everyone is the point of death. The point of death makes everybody vulnerable. So that's what the kings here are saying. Through your power of time, you ground everybody's pride to dust. And the long hope, the stubborn hope for long life in this world, like there are some ads that you make a house that can be there for sadiyon ke liye, that can be there forever. Now you may make a house that may be there forever, but the people who are inside, only the photo remains. After some time the photo is also gone. So although everybody wants to stay ever in this world, he cannot. The power of time destroys. Therefore it is said that time is the greatest teacher, but it kills all its students. Time teaches, but all its students are killed by the time. And that the bad news is time flies. Time, life just evaporates. But as time is flying, we have an option to choose who the pilot is. Whether it is our own distracted mind or whether it is the Supreme Lord's instructions as he is given in the Bhavat Archane Tvad Udite. As you have told us, O Krishna, that by doing this process of Yat Karoshi Yad Ashnasi Yat Juhosi Dadasi Yat Yat Tapasvasi Kaunteya Madhu Karushva Tadarpanam, that if you do this, all these activities for my cause, then you will be relinquished from this power of time. Because time teaches, but it doesn't relieve us from the cycle of birth and death. As it is said, experience is the best teacher, but it's like a comb that you get after you lose your hair. Experience you only get after the time, after the age of 50. But by that time your hair are already gone. So what is the use of that comb? That comb can only be given to others. So ultimately you have to hear. So here the kings are petitioning to Krishna because of this vulnerable position. And this vulnerability gave rise to great hope because they approach Krishna. Otherwise, everybody faces vulnerability and at the time of death, they just are dragged by the chains of karma. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Any comments or corrections, questions? We're already over time. So, seek forgiveness if I spoke anything that is beyond my realization. And if anything that was useful, please accept it. Jai. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.